Today is Monday, February 3rd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is for Chaplains Day. It's National Missing Persons Day. National Women Physicians Day. National The Day the Music Died Day. And lastly, National Carrot Cake Day. Carrot cake. I'm okay with carrot cake, but if it's served, I will eat it. For one thing, those recipes that have random vegetables in them, like carrot cake, zucchini bread. I can't think of anything else right now, but I know there are other things. I know other things exist where you just put a random vegetable inside a dessert or some sort of baked good. There's no problem with that. That's fine. But what I'm curious about is, what was the purpose of that? And I'm sure, ChatGPT will know. I'm going to start a new chat. And let's just see if we can talk. Hey, ChatGPT, I was wondering, for different desserts like carrot cake and zucchini bread, what was the purpose of adding vegetables? You don't really taste carrot or zucchini in those desserts.
Hey, Adam. Adding vegetables like carrots or zucchini in desserts like carrot cake or zucchini bread brings moisture, texture, and a subtle sweetness. Even though you might not distinctly taste them, they contribute to the dessert's overall flavor and help keep it moist and delicious.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Well, there we go. She's getting a little faster, or at least she was faster to respond that time. I want her to get fast enough in responding that if I ever want a co-host, I can just... But they have to get intelligent enough to know when to actually talk and stuff like that, because they will just keep thinking that you want them to respond all the time. But really what you need a podcast host. Nobody needs this. But what would be cool for solo podcasts is like if you wanted to bounce an idea off of a co-host or something like that, not all the time, that they got good enough or that she got good enough to know how to respond on a podcast and not just think. I had to really quickly hit close so she didn't keep going on and on. Because you can do stuff like, thank you, and then she'll say, you're welcome, and then you'll say, oh, you're welcome too. And then she'll go back and say, well, no, you are welcome. You can just keep the conversation going. I've tried that one time. So she's not really that smart. Okay. So moisture. There you go. Moisture and a subtle sweetness. There are many other ways that you could achieve that. And it was just a thing that was added. So there we go. So as per usual, oh my God, the mix was a train wreck. And I don't really know exactly what I wanted to be so prepared. And at 7 o'clock, I started preparing. We record at 9 o'clock my time. And at 7 o'clock, I was like, okay, I want to be prepared. I'm going to sit down. We were watching Prison Break, of course. And I logged into my computer upstairs, because that's what I do now on my iPad Pro. I purchased a license for a service that lets you remote into computers, which is not a new thing. But those services are much better than they were back in the day. And so you can really do stuff almost real time, or pretty much real time, especially when you're on the same network. And so when I'm sitting on the couch, that way I don't have to drag. My gaming laptop is too big and heavy and whatever, et cetera. And then my I'm not going to drag a desktop computer and monitor and stuff like that downstairs. And so I do it on my iPad. So I logged in. I got everything ready, I thought. And we... I don't know. I don't understand because I tried to fix this, or I fixed it later on Saturday. But the script that I wrote for downloading the voicemails and text messages is, I mean, the script works, and but we have issues occasionally. And it's not my full-time job, like, doing all this. So, you know, sometimes things stop working and you have to find time to go back and debug it, and maybe an API changed or something. Who knows? And so I had gone back and fixed, because voicemails had stopped working at one point. We were getting them, but I've explained this to you guys a million times, so I won't belabor it. If you're a new listener, I don't know what to tell you. But I automate things. For anyone who's new, I like to write code to automate things. So it wasn't working. The text messaging randomly stopped working for the gay mix. And it was still working for Geeky Gay. So it was, anyway, the show was a train wreck. But I mean, the show, I'm sure, was very enjoyable to listen to. It felt like a train wreck when we were recording it. But I don't think anything's ever as bad as what Daniel and I think it is, because we're, you know, we want things to be perfect. And people who listen to us, some of the things that they enjoy is probably the train wreck nature, because some of the podcasts I listen to, I enjoy the train wrecks or the real moments, you know, where it's not scripted, not like we script the show. Regardless, we did the show. I have decided I will allow myself a splurge meal on Friday nights when I record the mix. So I did order Whataburger to be delivered, and it was delivered. And I think that's fine. You know what? It's a thing that I want to do. And as long as I am responsible other times of the week, I think I can work that in. Regardless, it all happened. Then I went to bed, got up. Saturday, Mark and I just kind of relaxed because he's still recovering from whatever he had. He had a sore throat and other flu cold type symptoms. And so on Saturday, we kind of just hung out. I got up kind of late. I got up around 11:30. I got up and let Sydney out to go pee, and I forgot to give her her medicine because I was still half asleep. But then I left her down on the floor because sometimes she gets a little, Mark, anything will wake him up. And once he wakes up, he is up. And me, I can go back to sleep, but he is up once he wakes up. And so I took her out and put her on the floor so she wouldn't disturb him because he was still asleep. And he didn't wake up, I guess. I mean, he woke up maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours later and got up, because I took her out around 8 o'clock, I suppose, because I was having some trouble sleeping for some reason. And so then we just sort of, I cooked lunch. We had turkey burgers and fries, and then we just kind of sat around and watched TV. I did do some more ham map stuff, and nothing that I can announce. Oh, a new feature has been, you know, nothing like that yet, but I did some background stuff that. And I also, air quotes, fixed the script for the voicemail and text message, but I didn't do anything. So I did some debugging, and I thought, well, I'll just restart everything. Because, you know, that's what, because I went in, I couldn't figure out what was going wrong, because it was just the script. There was nothing wrong that I could see with the script, but text messages were not going through to the gay mix, but they were going through to Geeky Gay. And the voicemails were not going through. I restarted everything. And once everything was restarted, it just started working. The voicemail started working as well. So I just changed it. I have no idea why it wasn't working, but I just basically put a timer, we'll say, a cron job on the server to restart the container once a day at midnight. And maybe we'll see if it's less flaky from now on, I don't know. I don't know why it wasn't working. Because again, I debugged everything. Nothing had changed. It was still running. But for some reason, things were just mysteriously not working. So, hey, if restarting it works, it's kind of like when you call tech support and they're like, have you tried turning it off and back on again? So I did that. And then we had restaurant of the week on Saturday. I was like, I want to go ahead and get that done. I mean, not like it's a chore, but I'm like, I want to go ahead and do that on Saturday so that I can go back to my more reasonable calorie count on Sunday. And so I picked an El Salvadorian restaurant because we've never been to it. It's been here the whole time we've lived here, but we've just never gone to it. And I don't know that Mark and I have ever had El Salvadorian food. It's similar to not like I'm an expert now, because I only ate one dish, you know, one entree, but they have chips and salsa, they have guacamole, they have all that kind of stuff. But then they have more of the Caribbean stuff like plantains and the whole beans and rice, the black beans and rice and pork that they have in Puerto Rico. So it's like a mixture between Mexican, and then they have pupusas, which are this really thick bread that they stuff with stuff. And actually, it was good. They were really slow. They were really friendly. The food was good. My favorite was the pupusa. And yeah, that's what we did. We had dinner there, came back, finished up a season of Prison Break. And that was about it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.